Most of the Midwest will likely experience colder than usual conditions for at least the next full week and perhaps 10 days. And we're expecting the cold to be rather impressive across northern portions of the region where temperatures may be 20 to 40 degrees below average. This will be mostly in the northern half of the U.S. plains and the upper Midwest, but much of the northern Midwest in general will be colder biased. In fact, we'll see cold temperatures reaching all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast during the middle part of this week. Looks like Wednesday and Thursday mornings will generate freezes in the interior southeast and portions of the lower delta, and this will likely create at least a little bit of temporary damage to some of the wheat crop down there, but it doesn't look like the crop has really gotten very far advanced, so permanent damage to the crop from the cold is not likely to be very substantial. And most of the heart of the Midwest is going to see some of the coldest temperatures. We'll likely have snow on the ground at a sufficient level to protect most of the crop. We'll watch the situation rather closely. We are going to be in a winter wonderland for a while. It looks like a little disturbance will come across the northern half of the plains into the heart of the Midwest as we go forward through this early part of the week. The disturbance is not a very impressive one to start with. We'll look for a dusting to an inch or two coming out of portions of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota into portions of Iowa, eventually working its way eastward to Ohio, but the majority of the precipitation is going to fall apart as it moves eastward. A little secondary disturbance, or at least some additional precipitation in the form of light snow, will form in the lower parts of the Midwest as we get out into the day tomorrow and to tomorrow night. During that period of time, a dusting to an inch or so of snow may accumulate in lower parts of the Midwest and provide a little bit of layer of protection for some of the crops there. Overall, though, we're just going to have to deal with the cold, and that's probably the biggest issue out there for the Midwest. The second disturbance that will come across the Midwest this week will likely produce a similar amount of snowfall across the heart of the Midwest. It'll be a disturbance that comes in just like this one here today, coming out of Montana, working its way through the Dakotas and eventually into the Ohio River Basin and portions of the eastern Midwest in general. The snow event will likely come along as we finish out the work week, probably late Friday and Saturday primarily, but there will be a new low pressure center that may develop in portions of the southwestern Corn Belt as we get into the end of the coming weekend. It could enhance precipitation across portions of the Midwest in a more significant manner with a major winter storm possibly, but that is an event that's obviously a week away, so we aren't going to put too much into it right now. But with the contrast in air mass temperatures that will be taking place at that point in time between the warm weather that's going to be in the southeastern corner of the country and colder air that continues to dominate the north central portions of the U.S. will likely help to support the development of a major winter storm, and it wouldn't be surprising to see some significant snow and perhaps some ice accumulations occurring across a part of the lower in the eastern Midwest as we get into that late weekend and early part of next week time period. That storm system will then be followed by some more chilly weather, so we're just not going to get away from winter for a little while across the region. Coldest temperatures this week are likely to drop below zero as far south as portions of southern Iowa, maybe northern Illinois, and portions of northwestern Indiana. The coldest temperatures probably going to occur around mid to late week this week. Probably Wednesday and Thursday mornings will be the colder days. We could see some extreme lows getting down to the negative teens, perhaps even some negative 20s in the far uppermost portions of the Midwest, while we'll probably just see some light freezes occurring in the Gulf Coast states. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.